Hey friends, Peggy Hall back from the Healthy American, and we are talking about the strange connection between the CIA and the Baltimore Bridge collapse. I want to share with you what I found out. And before I do that, let me share my screen and take a look. I just did a video about the strange, whoops, we're going to look at that in just a moment. I just did a video about the strange lack of information about the victims on the bridge. Who may or may not have been on the bridge, right? We don't really know because we don't have any images of those victims being pulled from the wreckage and so forth. But here I found this in the Baltimore Sun, and this was the day after the collapse. And look at this picture. From left, Ellen Liddy, Lisa Davies, and Bill Andrews, who recalls watching the Francis Scott Key Bridge get built in the 1970s. They look on in disbelief after the bridge crumbled into the Patapsco River following a container ship which collided with the structure overnight. Now, what is strange about this picture? We're doing our critical thinking exercise again. There are three people that the Baltimore Sun was able to photograph, maybe even stage this photograph. They have the names of the individuals. It's perfectly framed with a little bit of a blur in the background, very crisp. I can see every detail. And when we are shown the images of the actual victims of the bridge collapse, they're blurry. We don't even get the correct spelling of the name. In some instances, we don't even get the full name. We don't get the image of the individual. Yet, how were they able to track down Bill Andrews, who recalls watching the Francis Scott Key Bridge get built in the 1970s? Inquiring minds want to know. Don't go telling me that this is to tug on your heartstrings, like, oh, look at the individuals looking at the collapse, instead of actually having those that were involved, that we were told that were involved in this. There are so many holes to this story, and that is what makes me skeptical. Remember, when they are peddling some information that they want you to believe, first of all, they're going to tug on your heartstrings. It's going to be very emotionally charged, so you can't think straight. And trust me, I've seen lots of comments from several individuals who can't think clearly. They're not using their rational, intellectual, mental faculties. They are stuck in the emotional realm, and they're not willing to look at facts and evidence and reality. And I don't know that I can help them, but I can help you. That's why you're here, because you want my opinion on these things. And then the other thing is there's a lot of confusion that goes on with the media. We were shown that the one name of the victim was Dorian, and then it was spelled Dorlian. And then we're told that the collision was at 140 and it was actually 127. Well, it was 128. We were told that there are recordings of the May Day call. I've never heard them. They're nowhere on social media. What you're hearing instead is the chatter, I guess it's called, of the emergency services, who are very calm. I wouldn't say they're reading from a script or anything, but we never actually heard the May Day call from the captain or whoever was on the ship making that May Day call. It has never been published. We have no information about who was actually piloting the ship at the time of the crash. We don't have information of the names of the harbor pilots in the port of Baltimore who are required by law to be on that ship to ensure the safe pilotage, it's called. They may not be the one that is steering it, but they are advising, or perhaps they are steering it. We don't know. We never got that information. So why is that all in the dark in this international incident? That is how they do it. That is how they bamboozle you. And it's sad to me when I see people not willing to actually dig deeper. It's not sad to me, but it's troubling to me on the other side of that spectrum when people will accept without even digging deeper, which is why I'm not talking about the ship captain, you know, the ship's captain was from the Ukraine. I have no information or evidence of that. A picture from 2016 that was floating around and now scrubbed is not evidence for me. Now, I might tuck that away as some information to revisit, but don't you think if they were trying to create some kind of international incident that choosing a captain from the Ukraine would be a little too, I don't know, blatant? It's not very clever, but then again, evil's not that clever. So this is how the bad guys do it. They hook you emotionally. They give you lots of confusing and conflicting information with a lot of holes in the story. And then they start pushing forth the narrative of what they want. And in this case, They've clearly stated they want to build back better. The mayor of Baltimore said that. He said Biden is the best president of his time, maybe because they share a first name, Brandon and Brandon. Anyway, he says, you know, that the president's going to be to the rescue. That bridge will probably be named after him. I think it's going to be called the Joseph Robinette Biden Build Back Better Bridge. It has such a nice ring to it. We don't want to have anything related to patriots now, do we? And then the other interesting connection that the legislature in Maryland was coming up short in terms of money for, you guessed it, bridges. Wow, how convenient that the money now is going to come from the federal government. You see, if I were building a case to argue in court, these would all be what's called motives, okay? And then they want to put in the red line. They've got all of their 15-minute smart cities going on because the governor of Maryland is neck and neck. You know what? He might even be pulling ahead, I think, of Joshi over there in Lahaina. He certainly has left Newsom in the, yeah, that's how you pronounce it, in the dust, because he's going full steam ahead with all of his new plans for sustainable and resiliency. He came up with those words. No, it's not from the United Nations. It's certainly not from the WEFers and Nasal Schwab. He didn't come up with those words. It's Wes Moore. He thought of it all himself, and he's pushing that in. So this is what you would call motives. And I'm so glad, seriously, that my healthy Americans who are sophisticated, savvy, snarky, supportive, you actually understand, because some of y'all in the back row that just showed up are still questioning why I'm talking about this. Yeah, well, you'll have to figure that out on your own. So let's do this. Let's look at how the CIA is tangled up with this incident. So I'm going to share my screen again. And we looked at that image. So what I'd like to do is hop right on over here. There was a really interesting story that came from military.com, and that was just published today. I'm broadcasting April 3rd. What do a top secret CIA mission and the Maryland bridge wreck have in common? The same crane. I'm sure that's the only thing they have in common, friends. Now, what is interesting to me, here we have it, a floating crane called the Chesapeake 1000, nicknamed Chessie, has the grim task of hauling off shattered steel from last week's fatal bridge collapse in Baltimore. And what I did is I went right on over to the CIA. We're going to take a look at that. Take a note of the CIA's insignia here. Oh, why don't we do this right away? And then we'll look at what their story is. I want you to take a look at one of the victims. Okay, this was the first victim we were told about, and this is Maynor Suazo Sandoval. Interestingly, the same name, Maynor Suazo, is a Honduran soccer player. I'm sure it's just coincidence that they're using that common name, but do you see what I see? There is an eagle, and I guess from the eagle's perspective, he's looking off to the right. In other words, it's the same direction, oops, of the eagle. We'll take a look at that from the CIA. Now you're going to say, there you go again, Peggy. You have such a vivid imagination. You are just making something out of nothing, and I wish that you would stop it. How dare you have the wherewithal to actually question something? You should just accept what the media tells you. All right, here's a picture from the Baltimore Sun. Why in the non-spinning dome Earth would they publish this exact picture? I don't even know if this is an accurate picture. I tried to do a Google search where you can search for images. Anybody who knows where this statue is, please let me know. Why did they use this image of him next to a statue with the eagle? And there's the crosses right there, like the CIA has with that eagle. It could totally be a coincidence. Of course it could. But my question is, why did they use this image? Why didn't they just crop it and show us an image? And by the way, he's got a Nike logo on. I check everything. I check the logos. I check the colors. It's red, white, and blue. I check all of this. Why? Because that's what a critical thinker does. That's what an investigator does. So I find that very interesting. And we are going to take a look here. In fact, I'm going to leave you the story. And it is called the Project Azorian. You can read it on your own. Basically, it was a 6-year effort. Yes, you heard me right. To retrieve a sunken Soviet submarine from the Pacific Ocean during the Cold War. But what grabbed me about this story is, Look at this image right here. I need to enlarge this. This was what really got me about the whole thing. While the public believed that the Hughes Glomar Explorer to be a vessel for deep sea mining, the CIA was really using the ship to search for a sunken Soviet submarine. Now, I don't even know if that story's true. If the CIA is publishing something that they said happened, I don't even know if that's correct. We can look at the numbers. 8 and 1 is 9. 6 and 5 is 11. Anyway, I just like to look at these numbers. 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 6. It could be totally random, but that's how my brain works. So cut me some slack as I do that. And they've got all this information. Here it goes. While the public believed that this vessel was for deep sea mining, the CIA was really using the ship to search for a sunken Soviet submarine. This was apparently in the 1970s. They never actually found what they were looking for. And I took away from this story the deception and the cover stories that they are promulgating here from the CIA. So there probably is going to be more coming out, maybe years from now, decades from now, about how the CIA is and was involved in this. Many of you very astutely concluded that the reason why they weren't releasing the crew off of the ship is because they had to get their cover story straight. They had to make sure that they knew exactly what they were going to say when they would be interviewed. Isn't it convenient that the only ones alive who actually witnessed what was going on are still on that ship? Of course, we know nothing about the harbor pilots from the Maryland Harbor Pilots Association, who by law were required to be on that ship. Did they come off the ship? Were they steering it? So I'm going to be digging deeper on this story, friends, and I'm grateful to have you on board. Be sure that you're on my free Substack. I'll leave a link for you about the CIA story so that you can dig deeper as well. But the takeaway for me was that they are already admitting to planting a cover story for everyone and the media to follow, while all along they were doing something else. What say you? See you soon, everybody.